Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3 at checkout.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
And I'm glad to be sitting in for Grace. I'm Toby Leary, and I'm here with you today. And Grace will be back tomorrow. So you'll have the wonderful, soothing sound of Grace's voice going out across the airwaves. So don't fret. She's coming back. But until then, you got me, and the number is 844-500-4242. We're going to jump on the phones, and let's talk about a subject that I don't usually talk about, right? Guns. No. Go ahead, Derek. You're next on the Grace Curley Show. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Toby. Thank you for taking my call. I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
45 years ago, I had a white-collar federal conviction. If I want to own and or possess a firearm, is that a federal firearm disability disallowing me from owning a firearm? And if so, is there a provision whereby I could file, you know, with the, I guess, ATF or whoever does the licensing or background stuff, or they would consider a waiver because it was a 45-year-old event, white-collar, not violent, if they would allow me to and own or possess a firearm.
Was it a felony, Derek?
It was.
Okay. So technically, under the letter of the law, you're federally prohibited as a felon, even though it's a nonviolent crime. That's unfortunate, but that is the way it is. There's actually, I would write Charlie Baker. Maybe he'll give you a pardon before, you know, actually it's a federal thing. I don't think he can pardon you for federal. It would have to be the president, but yeah, that's a tough
Sorry.
One. Yeah, so that's a tough one. I know, I don't know if there's a way of getting the case opened back up, but it's a terrible situation because we have people who get convicted of nonviolent felonies and their gun rights are basically off the table forever, which doesn't make sense. It's not right. It doesn't keep our streets safer in any way, shape, or form to make it so that nonviolent felons can never own a gun to protect themselves or their family. It's just outrageous. But I don't know. I'd try to talk to an attorney who's knowledgeable on that subject and see if you could get that case reopened and say, you know, you're in a different mindset now and you shouldn't have pled out or however it went. I don't know. I'm no lawyer, but...
It was a plead out and I was 19 years old. It was 1977 that happened.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, really. And that's the thing that people don't understand. I've talked to Attorney Jay McMahon about this, who's running for Attorney General in the state of Massachusetts. And he has tried cases where people have kind of been coerced or forced into pleading out and told by U.S. attorneys or district attorneys that it was in their best interest to do so, never realizing the implications of that going forward, how it could ruin their lives going forward and, you know, keeping them from the free exercise of their Second Amendment rights. So, geez, I would definitely call an attorney on that, Derek, and see what can be done, because technically right now you're a prohibited person. Good luck with that, Derek. And Don, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Toby. Good talking to you once again. Before I get to the Massachusetts gun laws, you had the professor on last Friday talking about the voting equipment
Yes.
in New Mexico.
Yes.
Yes, I concur with him 100%. I do have a degree in electrical engineering, worked on many computers and tabulators, etc. And I confirm what he stated to you.
Yeah.
The machines are not to be trusted.
Right, which, by the way, Dr. Professor David Clements is going to be at Cape Gunworks on the 21st. So if you want to come, sign up and come on down, we'd love to have you. So anyway, go ahead, Don.
Yes, quickly, the Massachusetts gun laws last week, a gentleman called in regarding the, quote, safety test mandated by the Attorney General of Massachusetts. They have to put 10,000 rounds through the firearm. Well, here's the point, Toby. Under the Massachusetts Constitution, safety is nothing obligated to the government to perform for the people. So in other words, this is an unconstitutional mandate by the Attorney General upon the company to do something that she has no authority to force upon this corporation. Because safety, according to the Supreme Court of the United States from 1855, is not an obligation offered to the people, regardless of if it be local, state, or federal. You cannot sue the government if you're the victim of a crime, even if law enforcement was standing next to you.
Right.
It's not a mandate, Toby. So this garbage on whether or not the firearms pass a safety test is so patently unconstitutional, I don't even know where to begin, and I don't know why nobody has challenged it.
Well, they have. It's coming down the pipeline right now. The Firearms Policy Coalition is challenging that in trying to get the case that was dismissed by a district court reopened because of, in light of the Bruin decision this past June. And so the interesting thing you bring up, Don, is they tout it was safety, but the Freedom of Information Act request records that Gun Owners Action League did, you know, spent $70,000 or $80,000 to request all the information of when they passed this law. And all of the memos, internal memos, showed that this had nothing to do with safety. It only had to do with stemming the tide of guns and restricting your ability to own and bear arms in the state of Massachusetts. And that's what all the memos showed. That's what the intent of this law was. And they sold it like to the public with, under the guise of safety. But I'm glad you brought that up, Don. I actually was going to bring up something that you brought to my attention earlier of a Supreme Court case. It was the Murdoch v. Pennsylvania in 1943 about how the state has no right under the Constitution to charge a fee or sell a license or sell a permit or even tax you for your free exercise of a constitutional right. So it's a Supreme Court decision. And this is in the syllabus. It says the lawful exercise of a right cannot be charged a fee, tax, licensed, or permitted. So I'll leave you with that, but we'll be right back. 844-500-4242.
And our listeners love the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. One customer texted in, "The Eden Pure Thunderstorm has been so great. Hockey season is starting and driving several hours in the car with my 12-year-old and his stinky hockey bag is now much easier to endure. After two games on a Saturday, we can bring his sweat-soaked equipment into the house rather than letting it freeze in the car this winter. Thanks, Eden Pierce." And actually, one of Howie's VIPs told us that his wife sells used clothing online and sometimes the clothes come with lingering smoke or cat smells, so she actually plugs the unit into an extension cord, puts it in a bag with the clothes, and seals it up, and within an hour, it's gone. And that actually inspired me to try that. I tried that with my shoes and my lawn shoes, and they actually smelled 1,000 times better, and now I can put them back on when I'm cutting the grass, and I can only smell grass now. But for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And more people are buying their Christmas gifts early, and the 3-pack is back. You can use a couple for yourself and give some out as Christmas gifts. Why not? Everybody loves fresh air. To take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE3, and shipping is free on your Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. The recent Supreme Court rulings are changing the gun ownership landscape. At Cape Gunworks, we are here to answer your questions. Come in and meet our friendly staff and try guns on our rental wall. Join us for a date night on Fridays or try a range experience package and see if firearms are right for you. Go to CapeGunworks.com to sign up for a class or to shop online. Cape Gunworks, there has never been a better time to give us a shot.
Answering the hard-hitting questions of our time.
Let's say you're abducted by aliens.
Fine.
They haul you aboard the mothership, take you back to their planet as a curiosity. Now, would you rather be in their zoo or their circus?
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. 844-500-4242 is the number if you want to be on the line with us today. And I'm really happy to have on the line attorney Jay McMahon, who is running for none other than Attorney General. So, Jay, how are you today?
Good, Toby. Good to be with you today.
I'm really glad you joined us, Jay. And as a gun guy, I am really worried about this upcoming election. And I know that you can speak for yourself, but you have proven to be a strong advocate for the Second Amendment and all, as well as other issues for the state of Massachusetts. So I'm going to give you the floor. I just want you to tell the people what they could expect if Attorney Jay McMahon was elected as Attorney General.
Well, I'll tell you what, Toby, you're absolutely right. I can read the Second Amendment. I'm a constitutionalist, which means I believe in our founding documents. I believe what the forefathers, why they put them there. I'm also a historian, so I've read it. I understand the surrounding circumstances as to why they did what they did. They wanted to make sure that the power of the people was stronger than that of their leaders, because everywhere else in Europe at that time, and even today, it's always the other way around. What they wanted to make sure was that the future generations, the rights that they obtained during the Revolutionary War, they wanted to make sure that future generations would also be able to obtain those rights and hang on to them and hang on to our republic form of government. And that's why the Second Amendment is there. Now, here's what I know. I know about statistics, because that's what crime is about, statistics. Mm. Do you have the statistics? Are you addressing the issues that are afflicting, or that crime is afflicting, particularly our minority neighborhoods? But what are the statistics? Toby, they go like this. No lawful gun owner in Massachusetts has ever committed a gun violent crime. So what it tells me is that whenever some criminal does something horrific with a gun, it doesn't mean that he was ever a lawful gun owner. In fact, the statistics are just the opposite. He never was a lawful gun owner. So my point is clear, and that is lawful gun owners do not commit gun crimes, period.
I think
I understand that.
Yeah, and we talked about this a little bit last week, that they're actually, the statistics show that gun owners are less likely to commit a crime than even law enforcement officials, statistically.
Yes, I'll tell you what, I have read those statistics, and I concur. I mean, these are FBI statistics. Mm. So they're coming right from the government, and they're coming from our particular government even now. They're keeping these records, and those records prove what we have all been saying all along. The Second Amendment works, folks. It's worth protecting. It's your protection, especially in these days of lawlessness. Our neighborhoods right now are experiencing crime waves. Now, as you know, I'm a candidate for Attorney General. One of my major platforms is I'm running on public safety and law and order. My opponent is just the opposite, and that is the truth. She is for defunding the police, and she is also for taking away their qualified immunity. Now, Toby, some of your listeners may not know exactly what qualified immunity is. Qualified immunity protects first responders, that's police officers, firefighters, EMTs, nurses, and doctors, when they only have seconds to react to an emergency situation or a life-saving situation, qualified immunity protects them as long as their actions are in accordance with their training. That means when a police officer comes to a scene, an accident scene, and he sees somebody bleeding or he sees the car is on fire and he has to rescue the guy to save his life, and in the process of that rescuing, something happens that maybe injures the particular victim that he's rescuing, qualified immunity is just that. It's qualified, and it protects the officer from being sued personally. That doesn't mean the department can't get sued or the municipality can't get sued, but the officer or the firefighter or the emergency medical technician or the paramedic, they cannot be sued personally because they did what they had to do in the split-second emergency, and it was in accordance with their training. Now, my opponent thinks that qualified immunity means the cops can beat someone up and then get away with it, that they can't be punished or they can't be charged with a crime. Nothing is further from the truth. That's why it's called qualified. Has to be while they are in the course of an emergency and they are acting in accordance with their training. Now, rogue police officers or firefighters or EMTs for that matter, anybody, if they go rogue, they commit crimes, they're subject to threefold. They're subject to disciplinary action on the department itself, including termination. They're liable for criminal actions being filed against them by their own department or by IAD, their Internal Affairs Division, or the district attorney or the attorney general, or federal charges if it involves civil rights. They can be charged criminally and go to jail, and police officers have gone to jail, and they can also be sued personally if they were not acting in accordance with their training. So it's qualified immunity, and we don't want our first responders, our police, fire, and EMTs having to second guess when they get into a situation. We want them to be free to act quickly in an emergency situation without having to second guess, is this guy going to sue me? Is something going to go bad here? Should I wait for backup?
Jay, I agree with you 100% on that. That is something that would be tragic to see that go away. The voters of Massachusetts, I'm sure, have been stung to a certain extent, or at least have observed the increase in crime in the state. In fact, I read an article the other day that the top 10 lowest crime cities in America, three of them were to our north, in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. But guess what state didn't qualify as in the top 10 lowest crime-ridden states in America? And Massachusetts was nowhere to be found. What is it that you could do as Attorney General that will help restore the law and order that you talk about, that would make our cities safer, make our towns safer, and make the people of this state not need to look over their shoulder every 2 seconds when they walk down the street at night and understand, you know, we need to restore law and order and get back to safety in this state? What is it you could do as Attorney General in that regard?
Is exactly what I'm going to do. First of all,
quickly, though.
Public safety, personal safety is my number one concern. I'm going to uphold the Second Amendment for the citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I'm going to be being the top law enforcement officer. I set law enforcement policy. I will make sure that every crime is punished. It's charged accordingly. Bad guys with guns, we're going to trace those guns. We're going to find out where the sources are, because they don't come from the lawful gun dealers around the corner or down the street from where you're living. It comes somewhere underground, and we will squeeze that out and find out where it is and go to that source. And the third thing we're going to do is we're going to make sure that minority neighborhoods, where all the community leaders are calling for more enforcement, not less, We're going to provide law enforcement resources so that every level of every neighborhood and community in the Commonwealth has the same level of public safety.
Awesome. Because, and real quick, Jay, where can people find you?
Go to my website, attorneyjmcmahon.com, or at my Facebook page, at Attorney Jay McMahon, and vote for me on November 8th.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Grace Curley Show with me, Jay. As you know, you have my support, and we hope to see you successful. I believe it's a very important election coming up. And anyway, we'll be talking soon, so thanks so much. And stay on the line. I'm going to the calls next, I promise. And we'll be right back. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. And as promised, we're going to go straight to the phones. Jack, you've been on hold for a while, so go ahead, Jack.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for my call, taking my call. I just want to share a short story and ask a question. 4 years ago, I was a guest at Cape Cod Gunworks, and it kind of reignited something I had been involved in as a young adult, where I had an FID card and I was able to go hunting and stuff like that. And I decided to go and get my LTC. And upon my application, it came back that I had a felony against me that I never knew about. See, as a 12-year-old, I had gone into my local grade school just out of curiosity in the middle of summer. Window was wide open. And I was walking around and they caught me. And I did go to court for it, for breaking and entering. But over the course of the years, that crime, that offense, had become a felony. And here I am 50 years later. This happened in 1968. And 50 years later, I have been fighting for 4 years since I visited the facility. I went to all the training. I did everything that I was supposed to do. And, you know, and I just want people to understand and maybe share just by my experience that if you are considering this path, that, you know, you find a way to find out if there's something that's going to hold you up, because it does get very expensive. And
yeah,
it's been a tough 4 year journey for me.
When was the last time you applied, Jack?
It's been over a year now.
Okay. Here's my suggestion.
I do have to reapply.
Yeah. Go ahead down and reapply now that the Bruin decision came down this summer. It sounds to me like they were keeping you, you're not a prohibited person is what it sounds like, but they were keeping you from getting your LTC because of the subjectivity of it and the police's discretion, which has all been removed thanks to that Bruin case, the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association v. Bruin, which took that type of subjectivity out of the process. Now, if you're not a federally prohibited person, they must give you your license. So I would recommend go down right away and reapply, and I think you'll get your license.
So just real quick, I am working with an attorney. I am going to that local district court, hopefully very soon, to have the charge vacated. But at the same time, I will follow your advice and I will try that. But is there any, and here's my question, is there any way that, you know, a person, again, going on this path, the club that they go to get certified and to get all of the training that they require, Cape Cod Gunworks being one of those places, is there a way that they could do like an advancement before the person puts out a whole lot of money to say, look, you're going to have this problem, try to get it cleared up first? I'm just curious.
Yeah, there's no way for us to do it. Believe it or not, we can't even do some like pre-background check on somebody who tries to buy a gun, like or wants to shoot on our range. Other states, you can actually run background checks on people. Not that I would do it unless somebody asked, but in this state, we can't even do that. So you're either yay or no, yes or no. It's a yes or no type of thing. There's really no gray area there. And so I wouldn't be able to pull your record or anything like that. And you know, there's a lot of people who don't know of stuff or don't know how it ended up you know, they, a lot of things get continued without a finding and stuff like that. And that always rears its ugly head down the road when they would apply for their license to carry. So you're just going to have to try and get your records pulled yourself. You could probably do that at the courthouse. But if you're working with an attorney, he'll be able to do it and help you out. That's really the only way, unfortunately. I don't know of another way where I could help somebody, you know, meander through this process. But thanks so much for the call, Jack, and thanks for the support at Cape Gunworks. I appreciate it. And John, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Toby. Last Tuesday, I heard you talking about red flag laws.
Yep.
And I have some experience on that general subject. For quite a while, I worked in a Massachusetts ER.
Mm.
And at that time, at least, I don't know if things have changed, there were laws on the books that allowed a police officer, a physician, or a court to order a person to receive a psychiatric evaluation. And depending on what the psychiatrist determined, the person could be held in a hospital for days, weeks, months against his or her will. And it seems to me that if a person is unstable enough to have a firearm, then he or she is unstable enough to be out on the streets. So it seems to me that in Massachusetts, at least, there's no need for red flag laws.
Yeah, and that was my point last week, was in every state in the country, prior to red flag laws, there was provisions where if somebody was a harm to themselves or others, a real threat to themselves or others, it wasn't just, you know, someone trying to get back at their neighbor for not returning the lawnmower. There was actionable things that the police could do. And like you said, even physicians and whatnot. So there was a temporary, you know, type of evaluation that could be done, or some sort of restraining, or, you know, maybe it's even a protective custody or whatever. But there were laws on every book, on every state in the nation, in order to deal with people who are an active threat to themselves or others. The problem with red flag laws is that it deprives people of due process, and it makes it so that you don't even know your accuser. There's a court working secretly against you to conspire to take your personal property and your goods, and you have no recourse. You have no way of fighting it. You don't even know who the accuser is. You don't know what the charges are, and they just show up at your door to take your possessions, and with no promise to ever give them back. And some people are still fighting that fight to say, hey, you just labeled me guilty until proven innocent. And we love using public safety as the hammer to get people to give up their rights. And it comes back to, you know, what Benjamin Franklin said, those who would trade safety and security or their rights for safety and security deserve neither safety or rights. That's the problem, is people are so willing to say stuff like, oh, if it would save just one life, wouldn't you be willing to give up your AR-15? No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry, because it has the potential to defend my family. And people want to put that type of a moral judgment on me or on you. And the point is that it doesn't make anyone safe. All it does is makes you feel safe up on your pedestal, looking down your nose at other people. And that's what all gun control does. It doesn't ever make us truly safe. It just makes us have to meander through laws that shouldn't be there because they're unconstitutional in the first place. So, John, what was, how often would you see that in the ER where people would be?
Well, I worked in a large hospital, so the police and the EMTs were bringing us patients regularly in restraints, and they were evaluated by a psychiatrist in the ER. And a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, they were what was called pink papered.
No.
Pink papered because the form that the state used to give us was pink. They were pink papered, but we happened to be close to a state hospital call an ambulance, and they're brought to the state hospital, sometimes in restraints. And what happened then, we never heard.
Right. Well, it's a tough job. I know that. And it's also tough to know where the line is. So thanks so much for the call, John. I actually had to get involved in one of those once upon a time with a family member, have somebody committed. It wasn't fun. And it was a horrible experience, but they really were a danger to themselves and fortunately got the help they needed. So I appreciate you being there and also had to do that work I worked for a little while at Bridgewater State Hospital as a volunteer, ran a Bible study for the criminally insane, if you will. And it was a pretty interesting time I'd sit in a room with 20 or 30 people that some of which would never see the light of day again for the acts that they've committed, but they've been found not guilty by reason of insanity. So it's a tough line of work, but giving people the love that they sometimes don't deserve can have major impacts. And I applaud you, John, for doing the work that you did. So Charlie, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, hi, Toby. Thanks for taking my call. Are you familiar with the Chris Vector guns?
Yes. Yep.
So my question is, I realize if I look at them, you can get them in fully automatic. There's like a switch on there, one shot, two-round burst, a fully automatic, and I'm sure you can't get that in Massachusetts. But my question is, if I were to purchase one of those that's mass compliant, can I use the two-round burst?
No. In fact, you can't buy one of those anywhere in the country. Fully automatic weapons were banned in 1986 from new manufacture. It was the Hughes Amendment. Ronald Reagan signed it into law. I think it was a dark mark on his otherwise good presidency. The new manufacture of machine guns or burst firing weapons was banned in 1986. So only guns that were made prior to May of 1986 and registered with the federal government are able to be privately owned by civilians. So therefore, the supply and demand has caused that market to go extremely expensive. So if Chris Vector does make a fully automatic version, it would be for law enforcement or military use only. It would not be for private ownership or civilian ownership. So it doesn't even have that third switch, if you will. Throw the third switch! it doesn't even have the third switch. It just goes to semi-automatic and safety. It's on safe or semi-automatic. So one pull of the trigger fires one round. You release it and press it again, and it fires another round. Just like every other semi-automatic weapon out there. And that's, it's not surprising that you'd be confused about this, Charlie, if you listen to the news media that want to ban automatic weapons like every night on the evening news. And I hate to break it to you, but they've been banned since May of 1986 for new manufacture. Yes, you can still possess a machine gun if you're a very wealthy person with a very clean record and show, quote unquote, a need in the state of Massachusetts. You have to show that you are a bona fide collector of firearms in order to exercise your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms when it comes to fully automatic weapons. So it's a highly, highly restricted industry under the National Firearms Act of 1963. And there was also one in the 30s, I think 1934, when they wanted to cut down on, the gangsters of the 20s and 30s running around shooting their Tommy guns. So that's where it all came from. But it's obviously not made anyone safer. So there you have that. It just makes us all broke and poor. But anyway.
Tommy guns are pre-banned, right?
You can get a pre-banned Tommy gun for the tune of $40,000 to $60,000 right now if you want one. So, all right. We'll be back after this. Jared, what do you got for me?
Have you looked at your retirement account lately? I have, and it sucks. Wall Street is in a downturn and has taken your retirement money with it. Inflation, Biden. Recession, Biden. Higher interest rates, Joe Biden. The fact is, thanks to the resident in chief, we are in a financial storm and the global economy is weakening. You need a hedge to protect your retirement so you don't lose any more money. That's why our friends at Monetary Gold would like to send you two free guides. One is called 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months, and the other is called the 2022 Monetary Gold Protection Guide. These free guides will show you how to protect your assets and get through this financial crisis. Did you know that during the high inflation of the 70s, gold increased in value 2,300%? And today, you can now buy physical gold or silver and roll over your IRA or 401k retirement account. Gold and silver can help you diversify your risk and protect your retirement in these uncertain times. Call Monetary Gold now to get your two free guides, 800-267-6500, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley, she's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler in For the Boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
Wow. Jill got a warm welcome at the Eagles. And Jimmy Fallia points out that the White House sources say Joe Biden is furious the Eagles booed his wife and plans to call Don Henley himself. That's a good tweet,
come
I gotta
on,
say.
Man.
Oh, boy. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111. Or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what is today's poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's the number one issue for you this midterm election? The border, the economy, war, the Second Amendment, or January 6th?
I'm sticking with the Second Amendment. I know I'm in the minority, but
Second Amendment is up to 6% now.
Mm-hmm.
The economy is still in the lead at 65%, 27% say the border, 2% are worried about war, and still a big old zero care about January 6th.
Wow. I am surprised.
I know. Didn't they see that the director's cut of January 6th is being released on CNN?
I must have missed that. You know, I can honestly say, and I was going to ask the question, who's watched that? I have probably watched less than 5 minutes total of all. Is it in season one or two? Or
I have no idea.
I don't
idea.
Even know what season we're in. But I have watched less than 5 minutes total cumulatively. And that's because I couldn't change what it was that I was watching on quick enough
right.
to get it off.
Yeah, we have one of our TVs on Fox here. So when they show it, we sort of peripherally see it, but I have not been paying attention.
Well, as soon as they weren't allowed to select the Republicans that they wanted. I think it was Mark Meadows, you know, had selected certain Republicans, and Nancy Pelosi tells him no, and then puts Liz Cheney and the other guy, both failed Republicans, on there so that they could be the strong voice in the echo
totally
chamber.
Bipartisan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a bipartisan kangaroo sham court that, you know, is going to indict or not, I'm sorry, is going to subpoena Trump, apparently. So we'll see how that goes. But and the Justice Department, I think this is part of it. The Justice Department is recommending a $200,000 fine and a 6-month jail sentence for Steve Bannon for refusing the subpoena by the Congress. So something to watch there. We'll see how that all plays out. But
interesting to find the legal standing on that one.
Yeah, it's It's amazing, and it keeps going back to the weaponization of, you know, your enemies. It's crazy when you look at how they're not even really trying to hide it anymore. It's like Roger Stone, Paul Manafort. We got, you know, Steve Bannon, Kash Patel. All the people surrounding Donald Trump have been completely rounded up, you know, as criminals. And Paul Manafort's between El Chapo and Epstein in Rikers Island. It's unbelievable. So, all right, well, we'll be back after this. 844-500-4242 is the number to call. This is the Grace Curley Show.